This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
844, 16 till 9. Well, hello there, foxes. Come on in. I'm the head fox, and I'd like to welcome you to this meeting of our decision to decide how many of us should guard the hen house and how vigilantly we should guard it. So any fox that wants to speak up, go ahead. That's about what we're talking about here with Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, or as it's otherwise known, PAR. Hey, how you doing, Stephen?
Oh, great, great. I think you nailed it with your fox and hen house analogy.
That's about what it is, really. Come on up here. Foxes, have a seat. Let's talk about how closely we're going to watch these chickens and make sure nobody gets into them and how we're going to discipline those that do get into them. What's going on with it? Because here's why this to me is so important, Stephen, because we do everything in the world we can, we're talking about at least, give it mouth service to make the state more business-friendly, attract more investment. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do away with ethics laws, well, then you're basically making it open season to grease the hands, and then you're right back to Banana Republic where you were, and you've accomplished nothing. Take me through what's going on with ethics.
Absolutely. So let me say just two things to frame everything. One, there's some normal terribleness with some ethics. They're adding exceptions. So now the Racing Commission, you can have board members on there that also have horses that run that they would have to regulate. And there's an expansion of letting elected officials take, you know, lobbyist funded trips to outside the country. I mean, so there's some of that stuff, but I'll call just normal bad stuff. And also say there's a few good things in there. Like there's going to be more reporting for the ethics board, a little more transparency, some codifying, some good practices that the board has in terms of like making sure people can see evidence and that type of thing. So I want to make sure that's all out there. But here's the core issue, is that they are crippling the ethics investigation process. So just to make sure people understand, there is someone can make a statement, or they can report something to the ethics board, and then the ethics board has to determine if they want to make an investigation. And then after the investigation, the board can say, okay, now we're going to send this to the ethics adjudicatory board, which basically has independent judges that actually make the determination. What they're doing is crippling the part that says, let's have an investigation. So you're going to need, for example, you have to have a belief that you're going to find a significant violation to do an investigation.
Say that again. You have to have a belief that you're going to find a significant violation.
So that means before you do an investigation, you have to believe that the person is guilty, or more likely than not that they're guilty.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22. So normally you need an investigation to find the evidence, but now you also need the evidence before you can even have an investigation. And on top of that, you need a two-thirds vote of the board to do it. So one-third of the board can stymie this. And then on top of that, remember last year they changed it so the governor now has direct appointment of ethics boards members instead of having to go through independent colleges like Loyola and Tulane and Centenary, because that was a barrier to try and reduce the politics. Now it's straight up political appointments. Any one-third of the board can stop an investigation, and then you have a criteria like, well, you have to have evidence before we'll even do an investigation. And that's just one of them. I mean, you also need to look at the cost. So like, hey, whatever the cost of this investigation is, it has to be worth it for whatever the violation is. But you don't know the whole extent of the violation. It very much seems like, you know, in California, they let people have a certain amount of shoplifting before they went for it. It's like, it's not worth the cost and effort to try and track down people that are breaking the law. Well, It has to get really bad before we'll do anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who is behind this?
Well, so there's a couple of different motivations. And I hate talking about motivations, but I think we have to in this point. There is some point to the, like, hey, look, ethics, they can be really aggressive. And so to some degree, there needs to be some balance and, like, making sure that the people that are accused have the right to see information and they have due process. And there are some fixes in this bill that do that. So I'll be clear about that. Mm-hmm. Then there's the governor. The governor is pushing these bills to make sure why he's doing it. I don't know, but let's just leave that alone. But he has one of his attorneys that represents him on an ethics case is also helping to write the bill. And then let's be also honest. The legislature is not particularly chomping at the bit to make sure they have harsh investigations of themselves. This thing was passed with no votes against it in the House. And I've yet to see a single no vote against this thing moving forward. So I think that's a whole confluence of events coming together to let this thing just kind of fly under the radar.
And to be clear, the way the state constitution reads, this can pass the Senate and the House, and the governor doesn't have to have a signing ceremony. It just becomes law if he doesn't say a word about it, right?
That's right, and it only needs a majority vote.
Majority vote of the House and the Senate, then it becomes law, and the governor doesn't have to veto anything. He doesn't have to have a ceremony signing it. He can just ignore it, and there you go. Before you know it, the ethics board, or the way, I guess, the ethics board is completely changed, or has it already been changed, Stephen?
Well, we had a series of changes last year. That was the makeup of the board, and that slowly will change over time as people step off the board and new appointees are put on. So that's one thing that happened last year. This bill has not passed yet, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think the governor's not going to not sign it. I think he's proud of this bill, and there's a similar bill on campaign finance that's coming, and I think he's going to sign that one too. I don't know that he's just going to let it slip through.
All right, let me take a break, and since you did mention the governor again, I'll talk about his attorney, and I know the governor's got a dispute with the Board of Ethics over an alleged failure to disclose private air travel by a political donor. The devil's in the details, and I just don't think that this is going to make it, that the public is for this, is going to make it more transparent as far as legislators, is going to keep an eye on them and keep them honest. I hate to say that, but I'll say it. All of them honest, not that all of them are dishonest. And I also don't think that it's going to be friendly, business friendly. But we'll talk about it when we come back. Stephen Procopio, our guest. He's the president of the Public Affairs Research Council about these bills that are moving through, railroaded, if you will, I guess, kind of like a freight train going through the legislature and will become law, about ethics investigations. 851 traffic now, WWL. 8:57 to half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Research Council. Stephen, I'm just going to say it as a civilian and a citizen. Louisiana never did have the best reputation when it comes to honesty and politicians. So if this passes, as it looks like it's gonna, and becomes law, what does that mean as far as the ethics of the people that serve the state and serve in elected office in the state, and also about people trying to do business with the state?
We have a terrible, I wouldn't say just like not good, we had a terrible reputation of ethics or a reputation for being particularly unethical. Now, I will say over the decades, that has gotten stronger. We adopted an ethics code, and that's gotten stronger and weaker in some
ways. And you just walked into what I was asking you, which is, how far of a step back is this?
I hope it's not a giant step, but I can't see how it's not. I mean, maybe they pass this and the ethics board says, well, no, we're still going to investigate things. We're just going to give a better eye to it. I don't know. Well, I mean, the proof's going to be in the pudding. You know, if 2 years from now when we see the number of ethics charges drop by, 20%, then we'll know. And believe you me, we're going to keep an eye on that. But I think if it's really going like I think it's going to go, then we're going to see a lot more leniency, fewer investigations, more people getting away with ethics violations. I think it's going to be a big problem.
Because it was very
a problem event for our reputation that people want to do business here, but now they have to pay all these various hidden taxes because you have to make sure that some contracts go to this person that's connected, as opposed to just what's ever supposed to be the best, the best bid.
And my concern, it was very hard to make those gains. If you give them up, good luck getting them back, right?
Yeah, very much so. I think this would be a long-term fix, that may have to happen, years from now, maybe even a decade.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Stephen Procopio. You got to watch the details, man. We talk about tax reform and this and that and the other thing, make it business-friendly. Then we'll make it easier to grease politicians' palms. Makes no sense to me. We'll be back, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.